miracles.
Why, that makes us so nervous. I thank the Lord today. I feel like the Lord has laid a burden on my soul. I wanted to make sure I was in the will of the Lord. Please pray for me. I've had this thought on my heart for 5 or 6 weeks. It's about serving the Lord. And I know this is prayer and fast day too, but I believe this will go along with it. And I just like to turn to 1 Kings. And if anyone can get that song about I was born to serve the Lord. You know that song? My hands were created to serve my master. My eyes were made to read God's word. If you have that later on, we could sing that. Does anyone know that song? Oh, can we sing a verse to that? A living soul. Is why I love him so. Thank the Lord this morning that God is the creator and that he created us to serve him. I know that all of us here, imagine all of us want to go to heaven, and there's only one way for us to get there, and that's to serve the Lord. Can't serve the devil. We can't serve the flesh. We can't serve lots of things. We have to learn how to serve the Lord. And I like to start reading in 1 Kings 18 and 21. Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. And I'm going to insert that word. I don't think it would be okay. Just not going to change it, but we could say follow him or serve him. If the Lord be God, serve him. Amen. You know, saints, we need to know just how to serve the Lord. Serve the Lord with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind. We have to stir ourselves. And you know, there's sometimes we just don't, in the flesh, we might not feel like going to service. Or we might not, we're tired, or we might not feel like doing something. But if the Lord wants us to do that, we have to stir ourselves up to do it. We have to put some effort We have to want to. You know, sometimes you tell a child, do something, and they say, well, I just don't want to. Well, my mother would never let me say that. She would correct me. But, we have to want to serve the Lord. We can't make people serve the Lord. You could try to make people be saints. You can't make them be saints. They have to want to. They have to have that desire to serve the Lord. They have to want to do that when no one is around, when no one's watching what you're doing, when you're all alone, or when you're with someone and you're far away, and you have to make a decision to do the right thing. That's when you're serving the Lord with all your heart. You just want to please God. And Elijah said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him or serve him. And if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Now, I was just thinking about this. They were thinking about what he was saying. But evidently, they hadn't made up their mind because they didn't say a word. They didn't answer him a word at that moment. Then said Elijah unto the people, I only remain a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, lay it on the wood, and put no fire under. I will dress the other bullock, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under. And call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answered by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered, said, it is well spoken. Sounds like a good idea. Sounds like something we ought to do. Go ahead and do that, Elijah. Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, choose you one bullock for yourselves and dress it first. Well, he was very polite, wasn't he? You go ahead and do this first. He was so confident. He was so assured. How many times in our life are we like that? We're so confident. We are so assured. We believe that God is going to be with us. How many times we have faith that it's all right. I know that the Lord is helping me. I know the Lord's going to help me. And it says, call ye on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answered by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, choose you one bullock for yourselves, and dress it first, for ye are many, and call on the name of your gods, but put no fire under. And they took the bullock which was given them, and they dressed it and called on the name of Baal from morning even until noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leaped upon the altar which was made. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them. They were serving nothing. They were serving an idol that was nothing. An idol, it didn't even exist. Do you know in this world, we know that the devil is real. There's a song that says the devil is real, but God is real. And God is greater than the devil. And it says, he that is within you is greater than what? Than he that's in the world. I'm not going to give the devil any glory. And I'm not, because God wants all the glory. And they say, well, Satan has power. But God has more power. He has great power. When Moses went there, and he went before, Pharaoh. And remember the snakes and all the magicians, they did their tricks. But God's snake ate up the other one. God had greater power. He had greater power. The devil can do some tricks, but God has greater power. Praise God. And it said here, and Elijah said, oh, maybe you need to cry louder, for he's a God. Either he's talking, maybe he's talking, he's ignoring you, or maybe he's on a journey, maybe he's pursuing something. Maybe he's sleeping. Why don't you wake him up? Why don't you cry a little louder? He's mocking him. Because you know why? He knew who God was, and he knew he was serving God, and that's the way we need to be. We need to know where we're at. We need to know who we're serving. And we need to be assured of it. Because things going to happen in life, and we have to be assured where we're at. We got to know who we're serving. And people can say, well, what about this? So you want to do this? You want to do that? You want to serve this? You want to go here? You want to there? But you know where you're at. You know what you want to do because you know who you're serving. And it says here, and they cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lancets until the blood gushed out upon them. The blood was gushing. They were desperate. They wanted Baal to do something, but there was no Baal. And it came to pass when midday was past, and they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, there was neither voice, nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. And Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him. And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord. Yes. He made a trench about the altar, as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. He put the wood in order. He cut the bullock in pieces. Praise God. He laid him on the wood and said, fill 4 barrels with water. Pour it on the burnt sacrifice. Oh, praise God. He didn't have to do that. He's trying to prove God can light a fire even when it's drenched with water because I'm serving a mighty God. Oh, saints, God can just, you serve God and he'll prove faithful to you. Praise God. He can deliver you from car accidents. He can deliver you from heart attacks. He can deliver you from anything. God is a great God. He's a mighty God. You're not going to die till he wants you to die. You don't have to be afraid to trust in God. You can come and get prayed for. And if God heals you, and if he don't heal you, it's okay. Because either way, you're a winner. Because you go to heaven if you don't get healed. If you die and go to heaven, you're a winner. Praise God. You don't have to fight the devil no more. You don't have to contend with people that's trying to serve Baal. It might not be Baal, but idols and all kinds of things. You have made it in. So how? We don't have to be afraid to trust in the Lord. You know, the song says, I'm waiting, I'm longing for the summons to come. I looked up there and I saw, I wonder Brother Michael's singing that song. That verse. He was still singing that verse. Oh, praise God. Our flesh wants to live and God delivers us. But if he chooses to take us, that's okay too. Saints, we got to serve God that way. We got to make a consecration. We're not going to be able to do it unless we make that consecration to believe that God will not let you die unless it's your time. I've been there. We've been there in our life. I've seen others in places. Brother Michael was in that place. God let him live. God had the last say, see. You know what I'm going to say here? Elijah said unto the people, come near unto me. And what, for, what he said there, and it came to pass, when midnight was past, and the prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, there was neither voice nor any to answer, nor any that regarded. That was Baal. But then I went on to say all what Elijah did, how he poured the water, how he put the wood. He put the 4 barrels on the water, and he said, do it the second time. I don't know if we ever get that sometimes, but he said, do it the second time. And they did it the second time. Did we get this? He said, do it the third time. So multiply that 3 times 4, 12 barrels of water. And they did it the third time, and the water ran around the altar. He filled the trench also with water. It came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant. See this? Servant! I'm your servant, Lord! All saints, this is where we got to get to. That we're serving God. Where we can call upon his name and say, Lord, I am your servant. Think about Hezekiah. When the prophet said, go tell Hezekiah, set your house in order. You're going to die. You're not going to live. Hezekiah turned his face. I believe it's the 33rd chapter of Isaiah. It's in there. Maybe 38. But he turned his face toward the wall. And he said, Lord, I beseech thee, remember how I've lived for you. I put in my own words, how I've served you. I've been your servant, Lord. And the Lord saw his tears. And the Lord heard his prayers. And the Lord said, behold, I add 15 years to your life. Oh, praise God. When you're God's servant, God can move. He can do things for you. But we're going to have to be his servant. We're going to have to be a servant. And the Lord said, and he said, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel. And let, I'm going to say this. And let it be known this day that I am thy servant. That's what basically he was saying there. And that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell, and consumed the burnt sacrifice, and the wood, and the stones, and the dust. Glory to God. The dust. And licked up the water that was in the trench. Praise the Lord. But did all that. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he's the God. See, they've changed their minds. You know what, saints? If we'll be true, if we'll be servants, if we'll be valiant for the truth, if we'll be faithful, if we'll be what God wants us to be and be a real servant, we can change people's mind. Yes. Last night, we seen the Holy Spirit moving. And we heard testimonies from the babes. And we heard children say, you know, their minds were made up. This is God working. I see it. Not man, not woman, no preacher, but the Holy Spirit preaching. And God moved. And they saw it. It'll never leave them. There's some things in the saints that are so grounded and settled and down deep in your heart, you'll never be moved by it. You know, they say sometimes, pray for me. But, you know, they think, I've heard people say, well, you know, the saints are a little stubborn. It's not that we're stubborn. No, it's just that we have things grounded in us and rooted in us for the truth, and we're valiant for the truth, and we're just not going to change. We have made up minds. We can be servants like that, servants of the Most High God. Praise God. We have nothing to be ashamed of, saints. Sisters, you have nothing to be ashamed of, to walk the streets of the mall or walk anywhere among people in the world and have your long dresses and sleeves. You have nothing to be ashamed of. You're the servant of the Most High God. How do you know that someone might walk up to you and say, what just happened, you know, I need prayer. I was in Walmart one day and I was just there shopping. And a lady came up to me. She said, I need prayer. I said, well, what's the matter, honey? And she started telling me all her troubles. I didn't tell her anything about me. I didn't tell her I was a woman minister or I was a Christian or anything. But she just started pouring her heart. Oh, we got to be servants. We can serve these people and they come to you. And I said, I'll pray for you. And I think I even prayed for her right there. But I just told her I would pray for her. And she just poured out her heart. She just needed someone to talk to. Saints, we got to be servants like that. He said, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel and that I am thy servant. And the fire of the Lord fell. It licked up all those things, the dust. It licked up the water. And when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces. You know, isn't that a wonderful story? It's a true story. Praise God. I want to turn over here to Joshua. Joshua 24 and 14. It says here, now therefore, Joshua says, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. Have you ever heard a person say, I'm sincere in this? I mean what I'm saying. I'm sincere. Do you know God knows if you're sincere? You know he allows us to be tested to see if we're sincere? Did he not? Did he not, Abraham? Now, he said, I know that you love me because you have offered your son that whom thou lovest. Take that son whom thou lovest and put on the altar. And he did exactly what God told him to do. But as the knife was coming down, or whatever that was, a big knife, I imagine, coming down, the Lord said, behold, the angel of the Lord, there's a ram in the bush. Go get that and sacrifice. The 11th hour, you might say, or the midnight hour. Sometimes that's what happens. You are tested and tried, and then all of a sudden, the Lord delivers. The Lord is a deliverer. The song says, is the Lord able to deliver thee, O sinner? He's able to deliver. Is he able to deliver, saint, today, your troubles, your problems, your sufferings in your body, or any kind of other suffering? Is he able to deliver? We heard about the sister holding God's hand. You know, we can hold unto that unchanging hand. He can help us. He can help us, praise God. Joshua 24, it says here in the 15th, and it says, now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. The God doesn't want you to lie about your life. He doesn't want you to lie. He wants you to tell the truth. He wants you to be truthful. He wants you to be just what you are. Serve the Lord in sincerity and truth, and put away the gods which your father served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. Not very long ago, I was around some family members, and they're not saved, you know, and they asked me to do something. It wasn't like, you know, what you might say, really, real sinful or nothing like that, or they wouldn't ever ask me. But I made this instant decision. I knew, and the Lord spoke to me. He said, you're a minister of the gospel. You cannot do that. You cannot act foolish like that, what they wanted me to do. You can't be foolish acting in a crowd. And I said, no, I can't do that. I can't do it. I belong to the Lord. I belong to the Lord. I got to do right, or the Lord will take me out of his service. I belong to the Lord. I can't just do what I want to do. You can't do just what you want to do. You're the servants of the Most High God. Remember that. Remember that when you're in those kind of places. Choose the right thing. Because the Lord is looking. Oh, the Lord is looking. And he says here, put away those gods. You know, sometimes the saints, I don't even know if I'm going to name things. Because I want the Lord to talk to your heart. But you know, the Lord wants holiness, righteousness. I was listening to a tape of Brother Hargrave years ago, and he was preaching about holiness, and Brother Hargrave said, this holiness or hell. You know, it sounds really strong, doesn't it? And we don't want to be harsh, but yet it's the truth. We must be holy as he is pure. We must be holy to see heaven. And then it says, oh, he says here, put away those gods. Put away anything. Do you know? I'm thinking about medicine. I'm thinking about your medicine cabinets this morning. Put away those gods of Tylenol. Is it Tylenol? Put it away. Put the baby aspirin. You know? I had someone tell me one time, be careful what I say. Pray for me. But I believe I can say this in the right way. But I had a family member that wasn't saved, and they said, you take aspirin every day. It'll keep you from having a heart attack. I said, you know, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to trust the Lord. You don't need things. I don't know if anyone has, but you don't need aspirin. You don't need Tylenol. It destroys your liver. Have you looked into some of those things? Oh, it's just a little Tylenol. Take my headache away. Why don't you try prayer? Why don't you try going to the Most High God? Who are you serving? Are you serving those things? Are you serving God? I'd rather go pray and pray and pray until the headache went away. And then I could praise God for it. Not the aspirin. Not the Tylenol. You know, then people say, oh, that Tylenol, it just works wonders. Oh, my, it takes my headache away. Are you giving God glory? Who are you serving? We want to serve God. And people say, you're preaching too strong. No. No. It's the truth. I believe if God could come here and talk to us, Jesus could come say to us, he would say, sister, brother, whoever, you don't need those things. You need to trust me. We heard about the anointing oil. We need some anointing oil. We need the Lord to help us. If it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve. Whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Sometimes we got to clean out those medicine cabinets. Might be all right to have a little Vaseline in there or a few Band-Aids. But we need to take inventory. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Praise God. It said, and the people answered, God forbid that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. I don't want to serve other gods. You don't want to serve other gods, do you? For the Lord our God, he's the one that brought us up and out of our fathers out of the land of Egypt. What do we say Egypt is? The type and shadow of sin. The bondage of sin. Reckless sin. Evil. The devil. Everything he had people bound with. I don't know what you were bound with, but drugs. Smoking, drinking, dancing, reveling, evil. And it's worse and worse today. Just terrible. Getting worse and worse. And the Lord, he is our God. We serve him. He took us out of Egypt. He took us out of the devil's bondage. And we're not going to serve him any longer. Amen. And when he comes along to tempt, put the word of God out there. That's what God did. When he tempted Jesus too. Temptation isn't sin. It's yielding to it. Everybody's tempted. We're all tempted. But the moment we're tempted, we say, Lord, I'm your servant. Lord, I'm serving you. What do you want me to do, Lord? Lord, I pray today that the Lord will talk to your hearts. Deep down, talk to you. Make the decision today that you're going to serve the Lord with all your heart. And the Lord drave out from before us all the people, even the Amorites, which dwelt in the land. Therefore will we also serve the Lord, for he is God. Ye cannot serve the Lord, for he is an holy God. He is a jealous God. He will not forgive your transgressions for your sins. If you forsake the Lord and serve strange gods, then he will turn and do you hurt and consume you. After that, he hath done you good. And the people said unto Joshua, nay, but we will serve the Lord. You know, we need to have more fear of God, saints. We all need to have fear. And people today are losing the fear of God. It's hard to reach people because they're losing the fear of God. Oh, you don't need to be so strict, they say. You don't need to put away these things out of your life. Because they're losing the fear of God. And it said, the people said, we will serve the Lord. And Joshua said unto the people, ye are witnesses against yourselves that ye have chosen you the Lord to serve him. And they said, we are witnesses. Now therefore put away the strange gods which are among you, and incline your heart unto the Lord God of Israel. And the people said unto Joshua, the Lord our God will we serve. And his voice will we obey. Made up mine. I'm going to serve the Lord. It'll take you almost 40 years. It'll take you 50 years. This kind of decision. You won't be dropping off the scene unless you die. You won't give up. But if you did give up, the Lord can help you to start over. He loves us. He wants to help us. He wants to get us to heaven. Psalms 2 and 11. Praise God. Remember the song, we were born to serve the Lord. We weren't born to serve the devil. The devil had nothing to do with creating us. God created us. He gives us our breath. He gives us the blood flowing through our bodies. If you think how wonderfully marvelously we're created. He gave us the blood flowing through our bodies. He causes our heart to beat. Even when we're sleeping, that organ is still beating, keeping us alive. Oh, how could we ever turn our back on God and serve other gods or serve something else when God wants us to serve Him? Psalms 2 and 11 says, serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Serve the Lord with fear. No, wait a minute. We're supposed to fear the Lord? I thought the Lord was just a... God is love. He won't send people to hell. Have you heard that? Oh, He loves people too much to send them to hell. Then why is there a hell? Then why is there a devil? Because people are going to go to hell someday that don't serve the Lord. We have to fear the Lord. Fear the Lord and serve the Lord. It says, serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. There's a scripture that says, if the righteous, and I might say that backwards sometimes, but scarcely be saved, where will the ungodly and sinner appear? What does that mean? Bald, we live for the Lord many, many years. We do the very best we can. We have good works. We do good things. People that live for God and Christians, they do. But at the very end, there was a minister dying one time, and they told me about it. And they said, brother, how is it with you and the Lord? Surely this minister had traveled many, many miles for God, had done very many things for God. But the minister said, I'm pleading the blood. I'm pleading the blood that I can make it to heaven. That's the attitude we need to have always. It's the blood, the precious blood of Jesus. Serve the Lord. Psalms 119 and 33 says, teach me. Teach me, Lord. You know, we need to be taught how to serve Him. Teach me, O Lord. 119 and 33. Teach me, O Lord, the way of Thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep Thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my half heart. No. I shall observe it with my whole heart. He wants a wholehearted service. He wants us to serve Him with a whole heart. Not half of a heart. Not a quarter of a heart. But a whole heart. Make me to go in the path of Thy commandments, for in them, therein do I delight. Make me to go. If I get a little weary, or we heard the other day, the sister said she was struggling with something, and the Lord helped her to let it go. Make me go right, Lord. Make me. Make me keep Your commandments. Well, You don't really make us. We have to be willing. But He will help us. Make me to go in the path of Thy commandments. Or you might say, lead me to go in the path of Thy commandments. For therein do I delight. Incline my heart unto Thy testimonies and not to covetousness. Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity and quicken thou me in Thy way. I'm not going to name anything because you're smart people here. But there's many things and vanity that your eyes can look upon in this world. Many inventions that we could take and look upon. But God wants you to have holy eyes for Him. You're serving God. There's a scripture that said, I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. I hate, it will not cleave to me. We hate iniquity. We hate sin, and therefore we can't look on it. It says here, make me as established my... Turn away mine eyes from beholding vanity and quicken now me in Thy way. Establish Thy word unto Thy servant. See? Servant. Establish Your word unto Thy servant who is devoted to Thy fear. I'm devoted. We're devoted to the Lord's fear. We fear the Lord. It's good for us to fear the Lord. It's good for us to be pious. You know what pious means? Pious? Reverence. We reverence God. We respect God. We hold Him in authority in all of our life. We respect Him. He's our God. We serve Him with all of our heart. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Psalms 147. Fear the Lord. Serve the Lord with all your heart. Praise God. With the way the Lord wants us to serve Him. Psalms 147 and 11. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear Him, in those that hope in His mercy. The Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear Him. The Lord takes pleasure in you when you turn aside from things, when you ask the Lord to help you not to look at something that you shouldn't look at. When you go in another room or you go to another house or whatever you got to do to get away from something, the Lord looks upon that. You can be at the store. You can be in an aisle at a grocery store, in magazines, and you can turn your eyes. Lord, I don't want to look at that. I want to look, I'm your servant, Lord. We're the Lord's servant. Do you know the Lord looks at that? He ponders you. He watches you. His thoughts are upon you. He looks upon us, dear ones. Psalms 147:11 says, the Lord taketh pleasure in them that fear Him. Praise God. Ecclesiastes 12:13. Do you believe that the Lord wants us to serve Him with all of our heart? You know, that's when you get the real blessing. We talk about two works of grace, sanctification, but that's when we get it. When we serve the Lord and we pay the price. It says, we pay the price and what? We receive the prize. He saved my soul that was lost. We sing another song that says, is your all on the altar, sacrifice me? Is your heart? Does the spirit control you? That's what the Lord wants. Ecclesiastes 12:13 says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments. For this is the whole duty of man. The whole duty of man is to keep God's commandments. But you know the thing is, we have to keep His commandments. We have to study what the words mean. I believe this would be good to bring this out, but lately I've been studying more about why women do not wear pants. It is not just that the saints teach that we don't wear pants. The Bible teaches, and I'm going to quote in Deuteronomy, I believe it's the 22nd chapter, but it says, we're not to wear what pertaineth unto a man. We're not to do that because it is abomination to God. You know what abomination means? Hatred. God hates it because He wants a woman to look like a woman and a man to look like a man. He created us different, and He wants us to be different. He doesn't want cross-dressing. When the world started this cross-dressing, the majority of the women in the world, I believe I'm saying this right. It looks to me like that. Well, I'll say that. It looks to me like the majority of the worldly women wear pants. And the dresses are the exception. Which it should. The world has went that way, but the saints are not go that way. Because we're following the Bible. And God said it's abomination for cross-dressing, and that's where all the evil starts coming from. When the women start wanting to look like the men, and if they don't wear trousers that look like a man or baggy ones, then they're immodest because they're too feminine. And so either way, the pants is wrong for a woman. You can't say they're a lot more comfortable. They're not. Dresses are more comfortable. God, you say, well, it's Old Testament. Well, the New Testament says that a woman to dress in modest apparel. And we think of the word apparel as just clothing, general term clothing. If you look it up in the old dictionaries, it means a long flowing garment, long dresses and skirts. That's what God wants the woman to dress in. But the world has not, they do not fear God's commandments. They do not fear His word. They do what they want to do. But we are serving God. So we submit to His teachings. We submit to the word of God. It says here in 12 and 13, fear God and keep His commandments. It doesn't matter what we think. It matters what God says. People say, I see it this way, I see it that way. It doesn't matter what you see, how you see it, if it doesn't go coincide with God's word. It doesn't even matter what we think so much. It's what God says it is. We have to measure to His standard. Because the flesh and the world is weak. The Lord said, your spirit is willing, but your flesh is weak. So you got to watch your flesh, because your flesh will lead you in a different direction. But God will lead you in the right way. Praise God. God will lead you in the right way. We must have faith to serve God. How is your faith today? We're going to have a prayer. I don't know, you know. How's your faith? You know, faith takes in a lot more than divine healing. Divine healing is part of it. And it's a very important part. And I believe that God wants us to consecrate and serve Him with our and give our body to God. He said, it is our reasonable service. In Romans 12, I believe. It is our reasonable service to consecrate our body to the Lord. It's nothing. It's just a service. We're serving Him. It's a reasonable. God doesn't ask anything unreasonable. But you know, faith takes in so much more too. You have to have faith to serve God. You have to have faith in the hard places. You've got to believe that God is going to help me. Oh, there's been times when we just had prayer. I've seen the saints just have prayer and say, Lord, hear my prayer now. You've got to make a way for me. And the Lord heard the prayer. Have you ever said that, Lord? If you've ever heard one of my prayers, hear this one. Because I need a way out. And the Lord made a way. Praise God! He will make a way! Sister Bowman. He will make a way! Sure He will. He'll make a way through the Red Sea. You ever feel like you're at a Red Sea? You're hemmed in? The Egyptians are behind you. And they're not really the Egyptians. It might be the enemy some way. But and then you got this flood in front of you and you don't know how to cross it. God will make a way. Glory. He will make a way for you to serve God. You know, sometimes people think, you know, we heard in this meeting about Paul Bunyan in the prison. I was able to be at a museum where they had different, you know, things about the Bible and the old Bibles and all that. And they had a key that was supposed to be, I believe it looked like it, old key under some glass. It was supposed to be the very key that locked Paul Bunyan in his prison. John Bunyan. I'm sorry, Paul Bunyan. Where you go? Sorry. That's my human. But anyway, that was so amazing to me. I just stared at that key and the group was going on, you know, the tour group was going on. And I just had to go back and stare at it some more. I just, you know, it was just awesome for me to see that and look at that. But you know, some people have been in hard places serving the Lord. This is what I'm trying to bring out. Hard places in prison. Even Peter, he was in prison. And the saints prayed for him all night. And they're for deliverance. He was the Lord's servant. And the Lord sent the angel and delivered him, delivered Peter. And he went through the gate. Remember, then he went through the outer gate. And when he came to himself, he said, he thought it was a dream. Or what? Am I really delivered? And he saw I was really delivered. The angel of the Lord has delivered me. He was a servant of the Lord, and the Lord delivered him. Are you God's servant today? Do you believe God will help you? Praise God. Do you believe the Lord will help you? Yes, I do believe. We do believe that the Lord will help us. 1 John 5 and 4. I think about Hebrews 2, and I believe it's the 12th chapter and the 6th verse, but 11th chapter. The 6th verse, it says, without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Are you seeking the Lord? You know, this is the thing, though. It takes some time to seek the Lord. It takes some perseverance. When a little child in our family, they've had to do quite a bit of work, and their mother said, well, honey, you need to learn perseverance. And they said, well, what does that mean? This is what you're doing, all this work, you have to keep going. They said, I don't think I like that word. But we learn as Christians to persevere. We have to be strong. We have to go forward. We have to serve God with all our heart. We have to go on and be faithful to God. Persevere year after year after year. Keep doing that day after day. 1 John 5 and 4 says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. If we're going to serve the Lord, we're going to have to keep our faith up. If we slipped a little bit in our faith, the Lord loves us. He'll help you. I'm not trying to be too hard. God will help you. Ask him to forgive you. Ask him to help you. Ask him to increase your faith. Remember the man that came to God, Jesus, and he wanted help for his child. And he wanted it so bad. So bad. You know when you love your child and needs help. And the Lord said, if you'll believe. And he said, oh Lord, I do believe. But help thou mine unbelief. Because he was so desperate. Says, this is what we need to get. We come to the altar to get prayed for today. Lord, I do believe. I believe we have faith. I believe the ministers have faith. But if we have any unbelief, God, help our unbelief. You know, he got something from God. That child was healed. Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief, because I don't want nothing to hinder this, see? That's the attitude. It says here, 1 John 5 and 4, the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. So if we're going to overcome the world, we sing about thee an overcomer. Only cowards yield. When the foe they meet on the battlefield, we are blood-bought princes of the royal host, and must falter not, nor desert our post. It said, overcome. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. How is your faith today? Are you serving the Lord? Do you have enough faith to make it? Do you have enough faith when you're tempted and tried and tested? How's your faith? The Lord's able to help us. So Brother Humphrey says a lot. The Lord is able to help us. Sister Humphrey. The Lord is able to help us. Jude 1 and 3. I want to encourage you to serve the Lord and have faith in God. Jude 1 and 3 says, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Saints, we are so encouraged in this meeting, aren't we? 2010, and God's still here. We don't have ministers up here with neckties on, and that may say a small thing in one way, but let's say it this way, the spirit of it. We don't have people up here teaching. You can go to the doctor, it's okay. You can go to the hospital. oh, we'll just skip this service. We'll just go on into ordinance because, you know, everybody's going to doctors and hospitals, so we won't have anyone be anointed today. We're changed everything. Would we want that? Then why rebel against it? Why, if anyone is, I'm not saying you are, but why draw back? This is God's way. We want God's way. Many people have been healed at these altars. Many people. I was rejoicing. We need to rejoice, saints, that we're still hearing the all-time truth here. The Holy Spirit was here with us last night. He has not forsaken us. God's Holy Spirit is still with us. Praise God. Why is it then? The answer is because we are serving the Lord. Not just this week, but when we go home. We serve the Lord, Brother Darrell. We have confidence in your congregations. We have confidence in you that you're serving the Lord. Brother Carl and Sister Rebecca, we have confidence in you. We have confidence in you, Brother Michael, and your Sister Jeannie, Brother Tony. We have confidence that you're serving the Lord. This is what brings the holy fire. You serve the Lord. This has been burning on my heart for weeks. Everywhere I was going, traveling, the Lord would talk to me, serve the Lord, Marsh. We got to serve the Lord, saints. You know, that's what makes Monarch. I want to encourage the congregations, the pastors, leaders. Go home. Go home and serve God. And then when you come back, Monarch will be blessed. Because you've been living it and you've been serving the Lord. And then He'll come down with the fire. Just like Elijah said, behold, show them, Lord, I am your servant. And the fire of the Holy Spirit will come down. Praise God. Will not bow. There's a song that sings that. I don't know if some of the young people might have it sometime, but they didn't burn, they didn't bow. You know, the Hebrew children, they wouldn't bend, and they wouldn't bow, and they didn't burn. Three B's. Praise God. The three B's. But exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Praise God. And the 20th verse, I believe, Lord willing, that will be my last verse. But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ, unto eternal life. Beloved, build yourselves up in your most holy faith and serve God with all your heart. Pray for me.